This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Ah, yes, it's that time of year. You know what I mean. National Bobblehead Day. It's coming up on the 7th. Since 2015, bobbleheads have had their own day on the calendar, as well as a special place in the heart of our own Karen Given.
This story begins at Fenway Park in May of 2015. After receiving my Louis Tiant bobblehead at the front gate, I ducked into the ladies' room while my fiancé stood in line for beer. When I came out, he immediately asked, "Where's your bobblehead?" I ran back into the ladies' room, but it was too late. I was only gone 60 seconds, but I'm sure it had been taken in five. The worst part was coming out empty-handed. It was less than 2 months before our wedding, but he looked at me like he wasn't quite sure he wanted to marry a woman who didn't know that you just don't leave a Louis Tiant bobblehead unattended in Fenway Park.
Come in, only one bobblehead per person, right?
Yeah.
They can't come around the back of you. They come around the back and they say, "Oh, I didn't get one."
I went back a couple of weeks later as an army of volunteers passed out 38,000 bobbleheads of then Red Sox first baseman Mike Napoli. It's a huge production. The kids are thrilled, of course, but a lot of the adults seem overly excited to receive a little plastic figurine with a wobbly head.
Bobblehead. Yeah. We got bobbleheads.
How old are you?
In 2015, the San Diego Padres were the only Major League Baseball team that didn't offer fans a bobblehead game, though roughly 600 bobbleheads of former Padres outfielder Chris DiNorfia were mysteriously dumped in a San Diego area driveway in November. Go figure. For years, the Red Sox didn't give away bobbleheads either.
And there was a long time, actually, where we felt like maybe they're not into bobbleheads, but even in Boston, we know that people love them. And if they love them, then we'll provide them.
That's Adam Grossman. He's the senior vice president of marketing for the Red Sox. And he knows that for an early season midweek game against a not so popular opponent, there's no better way to get fans into the park than a bobblehead giveaway.
The connection between the organization and the fans is so important. And something like a bobblehead, as crazy as it can be, can cement that.
The Red Sox spend months getting the facial features and tattoos and the stance on their bobbleheads just right. For the teams designing them and the fans receiving them, bobbleheads are just fun. Bobbleheads even have, get this, their own Hall of Fame.
We sort of thought of it this way. If mustard deserves its own museum, bobbleheads definitely deserve their own shrine.
That's Phil Sklar.
S-K-L-A-R. I'm the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Sklar and his partner have accumulated thousands of bobbleheads, many from private collections. But they still go to games to acquire bobbleheads the old-fashioned way. And they know better than to leave their new acquisitions unattended in the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, we've been more on the receiving end where we're walking by and we see a bobblehead just sitting there and nobody's around and we wait a few minutes and make sure we don't want to obviously take somebody's bobblehead. But yeah, you don't want to put your bobblehead down for too long. People will see it and say, "Oh, somebody didn't want their bobblehead."
But just to confirm, you were not in the ladies' room at Fenway Park.
Nope, that wouldn't have been us. Although I think we do have one of the Tiant bobbleheads in the collection, but no, it's not yours.
Sklar declared January 7th National Bobblehead Day to publicize his Hall of Fame. But all of this, the Bobblehead Hall of Fame, the pallets of bobbleheads at the gates of Fenway Park, even the baubles of the Pope for sale outside the Vatican, none of this would have happened if not for a business deal made back in 1999.
Give you the story and hopefully I'll put everything into context.
Mario Aliotto is the executive vice president of business operations for the San Francisco Giants.
1999 was our last year at Candlestick Park, and we wanted to do a number of promotions that were somewhat retro. And I remember it, when I was a kid going to Candlestick, they didn't have bobblehead giveaways back then, but in the souvenir stand, you know, besides buying a Giants pennant or a program, or a keychain, there was always a bobblehead doll, and I had one. I've had one for a long time, and it's still at my mom's house today. And I was thinking, maybe we can have a bobblehead day, and that'll be something that many of our fans will remember.
Back in the 50s and 60s, most bobbleheads didn't look like real people. They looked like little boys with fat cheeks and big grins and hair that curled up under their baseball caps. The manufacturer would paint on the team's uniform and maybe a number on the back.
You know, when you put the number 24 in a Giants uniform, everyone knows who it is.
And that's what Alioto had in mind when he proposed baseball's first free bobblehead giveaway, a Willie Mays bobblehead that didn't necessarily look a whole lot like Willie Mays.
No, exactly. And I don't know why. It just felt like, you know, for me as a young fan, that was a special souvenir I had.
But I promised you the story of a business deal that would change the course of bobblehead history. And for that, I need to get someone else on the phone.
Alexander Global, this is Todd.
That's Todd Goldenberg, and he, well, I'll let him explain who he is.
So my name is Todd Goldenberg. I'm the national sales director. I'll back up a second. On dates, I used to tell women, I'm the national sales director for a sports marketing firm dealing with game day giveaways that help increase teams' attendance. And now I just say I sell bobblehead dolls.
Goldenberg says they'd like to celebrate their 50 millionth bobblehead, but they've lost count of how many they've produced. But back in 1999, they were just a small company trying to get their start.
It's a great story. So Malcolm Alexander, he's our founder and former president. He's retired now, kite skating around the world.
So Alexander was trying to start a business selling promotions, and he got a meeting with the San Francisco Giants, who you'll remember were trying to find a company to manufacture a promotional item that hadn't been made in 40 years.
He just basically said, what can I help you with? And they said, well, we need a bobblehead doll.
Mario Alioto was at that meeting.
I think we sent him a picture of it. I can't remember back then. But we explained what it is. It's a ceramic body with a head and bobbles. And we want, obviously, it's going to have to be Willie Mays. He's our greatest player.
And Malcolm, being very cocky and very Australian, said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. How many do you need? And then he proceeded to leave the office and find out what a bobblehead doll was. Because even though he had just sold about $250,000 worth of bobblehead dolls, he didn't know what he had sold. Isn't that great?
But because Malcolm Alexander didn't know he could get away with making a bobblehead that looked like a little boy, he made one that looked like Willie Mays, sort of.
To this day, Willie still tells me, that didn't look like me.
Goldenberg says all the athletes say that. And to be fair, this bobblehead didn't look exactly like Willie Mays. In fact, it's no better a likeness than a 1962 Mays bobblehead you can find on eBay. But it looked a little like Willie Mays, and it was free. Fans went crazy for it. By the next year, 8 major league teams had scheduled bobblehead giveaways. A new industry was born. Since 1999, many have predicted the end of that industry, including bobblehead salesman Todd Goldenberg. I found an interview with you in 2006 that you said, you know, bobbleheads were on their way out and these 12-scale figurines were going to be the next king of giveaways. And that didn't exactly happen. So I'm wondering if, in hindsight, you have a sense of why.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about that. I can answer that, which is the 12-scale figurines are a great product that was more realistic than a bobblehead. But they weren't as whimsical.
And it's whimsy, Goldenberg says, that has sustained bobbleheads all these years. Now, when teams ask him what's new and exciting, Goldenberg always gives the same answer.
Nothing's new and exciting, just buy the bobbleheads. It seems like every year, year and a half, I sit down and go, all right, what am I going to do next? And it's just the bobbleheads keep going strong. This year was the most bobbleheads, the most business I've ever had this year, 15 years in. Last year was the second highest year. I'm sure someday this will slow down, but it hasn't yet.
And although Giants VP Mario Alioto wasn't trying to start something new with that 1999 Willie Mays bobblehead, he'd never agree with my calling it a mistake.
We're very proud of it. And now that I know we have a National Bobblehead Day, I know on January 7th I'm gonna have to do something special that day.
Oh, and just in case you were worried, our summer intern managed to snag me a replacement Louis Tiant bobblehead, and the wedding went off without a hitch. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Givens.